Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're talking about the world's largest annual climate conference. It's coming up soon, so Meg Talikoff and Juliana Marullo are here to give us a preview. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Megan.
Let's start with the basics. What's this conference called, and when is it happening?
It's called the Conference of the Parties, abbreviated as COP. It's organized by the UN, and it'll be held in Dubai in early December.
Why is it called a conference of parties?
The parties are just delegations from a big group of countries who get together every year to try and do something about climate change.
The conference started in 1995, and they're still at it 28 years later.
So COP has happened 27 times already? What has it accomplished so far?
Well, all the international agreements we have about reducing emissions have come out of the conference.
If you've heard of the Paris Agreement, that was the result of the 2015 meeting.
In the Paris Agreement, the parties made non-binding commitments to keep global warming under 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels.
It's an important goal because if we heat the planet more than that, there will be major consequences.
How are we doing on that goal?
Not well. So far, no country has agreed to make all the changes that would keep warming to 1.5 degrees.
Taking stock of just how much progress has been made is going to be a big focus of COP this year.
So this conference is going to be different in terms of how we're monitoring our progress?
Yeah. Basically, scientists have written a detailed report on how much progress we've made towards that goal over the past 8 years.
It's the first time they've done that type of evaluation, so the delegations will have lots to discuss.
Do we have any sense of what the results are yet?
We do. Unfortunately, they're not great.
According to the UN, even if every country in the world does their current plan to curb emissions, greenhouse gases would still increase 16% by 2030.
Those emissions levels correspond to temperatures rising a whole 2.7 degrees Celsius by the end of the century.
So why aren't we meeting our goals?
On some level, it just takes time to wean ourselves off fossil fuels. For example, it'll be a little while before we have electric car infrastructure that most people trust.
Also, experts say it's easy for countries to say they're cutting their emissions, even if they aren't.
Why is that?
Dr. Amanda Lynch, chair of the research board at the UN World Meteorological Organization, says whether countries meet their commitments or not, it won't be traced back to them.
It's very hard to ascribe cause and effect of the macro trends, let alone did Argentina meet their commitment.
Countries also get bogged down over who should pay for the transition away from fossil fuels.
What do you mean by that?
For example, China is the world's biggest emitter, so the U.S. doesn't want to have to pay for lowering emissions if China doesn't.
But the U.S. emitted the most for a long time, and China doesn't think it's fair to have to clean up after us.
Okay, so those are the challenges. Do these big conferences ever really accomplish anything, or do they just talk a lot?
Well, the progress is slow, but there are still concrete things happening this year.
Probably the biggest highlight is that the parties are going to finalize the details of a loss and damage fund to help countries who are already suffering from climate change.
And just a few days ago, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping publicly agreed to work together to triple renewable energy capacity by 2030.
Experts say that deal will give this Conference of the Parties some momentum.
Also, everything is a lot better than before the Paris Agreement. It used to be that we were going to heat the planet 4.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century.
So even though we haven't met our goals, we've already made a big difference.
That's good to hear. Thanks for giving us a preview, guys. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.